It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network, and you're about to enjoy Tucker's Tate on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. First of all, Russ, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Are you ready for Tucker's Tape?
I am ready for Tucker's Tape. This is an interesting Tucker's Tape today. This was an idea I had come up that this might ruffle some feathers.
I'm interested to hear what you have to say, but more importantly, I'm interested to hear what you have to say about GoPSURV.com.
So how about my dude Mark, right? He's going all out for the first game against App State, renting his RVs at half price for the first game of the year. So it's already the best deal in town. And if you want to be able to party and tailgate and stay over in an RV, now it's half price just for you guys, Keystone Sports Network listeners. So if you've been thinking about getting an RV for a game in Happy Valley, this is the one you should try. GoPSURV.com. Just minutes from the stadium. Free shuttle, which I love, dropping you off right at the steps. Many other amenities. Check them out. GoPSURV.com. Plus, going to have more big announcements throughout the season regarding the opening game, our other Keystone Kickoff sponsors, 409 Tailgate Club, beer, wine. That's GoPSURV.com. And I just realized I have many skills, but like I'm not very good at that.
Good.
Yeah, you guys can rightfully rip me for that. While you're laughing and make fun of me, though, go to GoPSURV.com.
Think barbecue, beer, and wine. How about you do that, and I help you out? So what we're going to do for Tucker's Tape this week is we're going to talk about Penn State and the little burn you're saddled that you think might ruffle a little feathers. Penn State had a couple guys that were finalists in the 2019 class. Wide receiver John Michie from New Jersey, a four-star kid, and tight end Jaleel Billingsley, another four-star. Both had Penn State on their finals list. Both chose Alabama.
For both of them, it came down to Alabama or Penn State. That was their final two. And by the way, Mechie is from Toronto and went to high school in Maryland last year. And now this year he's at the Petty School in New Jersey. So I don't know how that works out. But it's not just those guys. Okay, so those guys stand out to you. But if you remember, there was a guy from Jersey, Antonio Alfano, the stud D lineman.
Yep.
He's the 56th best player in the country. Fifth best at his position. He had it down to Penn State and Alabama. And I'll say one other thing that we haven't really even talked about. Shane Lee from St. Francis Academy in Baltimore. That's supposed to be like Penn State country. St. Francis Academy in Baltimore. DeMarco Helms, the safety from Dematha in Maryland. That also is supposed to be. And both those guys, by the way, top 100 players in the country.
That's four or five top 100 players in
right.
the country.
So what are we talking about now? We're talking about three guys that had it down to Alabama or Penn State and chose Alabama. And then you've got two guys that are, let's be honest, that's Penn State's backyard, or should be. D.C. and Baltimore? Are you kidding me? And they're not able to get them. I think it brings up a lot of questions. And there's a bunch of different topics we can dive into about it. If you notice, Penn State's been slow to offer some of the in-state kids. They've been even slow at times to offer regional kids because they're trying to get a better player nationally. But I think they're coming up short against the Alabamas of the world. Now, I mean, Bob, Alabama has a better program. They have more history. They've got better facilities. It's SEC. They literally are in the national championship game every year. I mean, it's not like it's a tough sell.
I was going to say, it's pretty flattering to be wanted by Alabama. And their facility is just, they just had that new upgrade. Now it's just ridiculous, right? It's like a palace. But I mean, I still like the fact that I think Penn State has won a couple battles with Alabama. I think Castro Fields, was he down to Alabama and Penn State?
Alabama, Penn State, and Maryland were his final three.
But I agree with you.
Have they won any this year?
I do think.
I was looking at it. Were any of these guys, Brandon Smith, I'm sure Alabama.
Yeah, I'm sure Alabama.
I'm sure he offered him. I don't know, though, if they offered any of these Devin Ford or Wallace. I'm not sure Alabama even offered those guys.
The national push is pretty obvious. That's what Penn State's doing, I think. And I guess there's only so many.
But no, here's my issue, though, Bob. Those five guys.
Yeah.
That all, I think you could argue, is in Penn State's region.
Uh-huh.
A Jersey kid, three Maryland, D.C. kids, yeah. Mechie and the two kids I named, and even Billingsley's from Illinois, Chicago, that's much more, that's Big Ten country. It's not Penn State's region, but it's much more local to Penn State than it is to Alabama. And I guess there's so many questions that come out of this. Number one is, how much of a difference is Josh Gattis making in some of these, especially Mechie,
right,
as a wide receiver, number one. And number two, can Penn State fans reasonably hope for Penn State to be a college football playoff contender year in and year out if they're not getting the top guys in the region? They're going to the Alabamas or the Clemsons. You know,
Georgia.
How much different would we feel about Penn State if Christian Wilkins went to Penn State, right, instead of Clemson? You know, and that was Connecticut. So these are areas, right, that Penn State – now, Penn State gets – they just got a kid from Florida. They're getting kids from other places too. But I just think that they need to win more of these battles if they're going to be a realistic college football playoff contender.
Yeah, and Gattis is a huge loss. He I think – didn't really kind of get the credit he deserved as a recruiter. I mean, he's an elite recruiter. We talk about Sean Spencer a lot. He's really become a pretty good wide receivers coach as well. And Nick Saban knew what he was doing when he got him. And I think you're right. I think he probably does have his fingerprints all over those guys.
Right. So Penn State fans, and I always felt this way growing up, want to look at Penn State as an elite program, an elite national program. And I think when you think of that, you think of like USC, Ohio State, Alabama. But when you look at Alabama's facilities versus Penn State's facilities, when you look at guys leaving Penn State to take a lateral move like Gattis did to Alabama, and now five guys in the region picking Alabama that had it down to Penn State or Alabama. Hey, I can stay close and go to but now Alabama's at another level. I think it's hard to picture Penn State being a perennial playoff contender with how things are going.
See, I kind of disagree. In order for Penn State to get to being a playoff contender. Now, 2 years ago, you can argue that they were. Last year was an opportunity missed doing it with regional talent. But in order to, if there's a next step that Penn State's got to take, the 18 class to me was a great example because the Mid-Atlantic region, as I said in quarter number one, was ridiculously rich with talent and Penn State recruited it well. There are certain players that are really good in the Mid-Atlantic region this year, and Penn State threw its hat in the ring for those guys. Pennsylvania is not a great class. So this is the right time to transition for James and with a new coaching staff to start a new trend of let's look outside first while not forgetting about where we've always done well and what we've always done. But if you continue to do it the same way, it's going to take a generational player coming through like Barkley and a quarterback like McSorley coming out of
but they're not but they're not getting him.
I know, but they're landing some of the top targets at positions that they want in this 19 class for kids that they think are those kids, while also throwing their hat in the ring in a bigger circus, knowing that they're climbing uphill against Alabama, you know, Ohio State, USC, Georgia, you know, for example. So I think it's a good transition time, but I think they're definitely moving in a different direction. So
you're listening to quarter number two, by the way, of Tucker's Tape, presented by GoPSURV.com. They are absolutely awesome. Does the boss man want to chime in?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, go for it.
Does it matter that their current recruiting class in average star ranking is fourth in the country? Do you consider that elite?
Yeah, I would. I think top five is elite. I think top five is what we're talking about as elite.
Yeah.
Where would it be if they won any of these battles with Alabama?
It'd be closer to number one.
Be number one or number two.
Alabama, I think it's Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, I think are the three in front of them.
And it's even more pronounced in 2020s, by the way.
Yes.
Where Penn State has a goose egg, and these schools already have – that's a big difference, too. These other schools already have like five, six guys for 2020s.
Correct.
Right now. So, Bob, I'm not sure – it's not – I'm not being critical of them. You know, I don't think Penn State's doing anything wrong. They're going after the right. They're going after the kids Alabama wants. They're going after the right kids. They're trying to get them. I'm just making the point that it's hard to picture them being a college football player if they can't win any of these.
The last step's going to be the hardest one to take. They've closed the gap significantly. They've broadened their footprint recruiting wise. But honestly, how many schools are going to win when they go? I know it's. It's hard to say no to Alabama. It just is. You're going to lose some. You just got to hope you win like the Brandon Smith battles. And I do think that they are well positioned a couple of years from now to be in the playoff conversation.
I'm a little surprised that they haven't won more of them after what they did the last 2 years, after Saquon Barkley, and all these kids can just drive to Penn State. You know, their families can go to every home game. Instead, they're going down to Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
I to me, the lore of Alabama is a entity all by itself that I think I kind of classify that as if you're going up against Alabama, then 8 or 9 times out of 10, you're most likely going to lose. But if you're a finalist and essentially it comes down to Alabama and you, and you're sort of walking a fine line of still having to fill your talent pool, but yet trying to throw your hat in a much bigger ring to get yourself down to final two is a step in the right direction. It's still a really fine line. It's not like James can go completely outside the box and throw everything he's got in as a national recruiting power. So I think he's still got it makes it twice as hard for his staff. I think they've got to mine their field that they've always mined while also trying to go bigger picture at the same time. It's a fine line. And I think it's twice as demanding on his staff. And I think on him as well. And let's see how we do throwing our hat in a bigger ring.
Well, and let's be fair. Last year they got Justin Shorter, Alabama wanted him.
Yep.
Micah Parsons, Alabama wanted him.
Ohio State really wanted him.
Yeah, for a while. there's other guys that Alabama won last year that they got. I'll tell you who a big one is. Julian Fleming.
Yeah, I think Julian
from
Fleming
Southern
in the
Columbia,
2020 class.
He might be
huge.
The best player in the country 2020. He's from Southern Columbia. But Josh Gattis was the first one to get on him, and he's now at Alabama. If Alabama gets Julian Fleming instead of Penn State, That's a major problem.
It's going to come down to Penn State and Alabama, and he's going to be a watershed for where Penn State's going. All right, that'll do it for Tucker's Tape. Your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is next. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.